Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at lowes.com/lowest price guarantee.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
When you need to do more with less, Upwork helps you hire fast without the overhead. Find expert freelancers in design, marketing, IT, AI, and more. Never tried Upwork? Now's the perfect time. Spend your first $1,000 and get $200 in credit for your next project. No upfront costs. No long-term commitments. Just $200 to reinvest in what matters. Go to Upwork.com/save to get started. That's UPWORK.com/SAVE. Upwork.com/save.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
What do you think Ann Taylor is feeling now? She knew eventually this was going to come out. It wasn't like a shock to her. It's a shock to everyone else that it's there. What's her next move when you got Koberger facing possible death and now his history shows he bought the exact weapon that was used in this?
You know, some of the defense positions, including challenging the DNA, I was in the minority on this, but I thought they at least had some possible traction on that based on how the DNA conclusions were drawn and the methodology used and things like that. But now it's really hard to say, hey, that's not Koberger's DNA. But yeah, he does have this Amazon search history for buying that knife and the knife sheath on which the DNA is located. It's just much more difficult to argue that, extremely difficult to argue planting evidence when Koberger has possession of these items that are found at the scene. And so what is the next move? Maybe it's begging for mercy. Maybe it's somehow trying to resolve this death penalty issue with a life in prison without parole option.
Do you think we're going to go there? I mean, do you think at this point, are we going to see a trial? I mean, would the state offer a way to plead out at this point? You know, just basically taking death off the table, but life in prison. Is it in their interest to do that? Or would it be more beneficial to run this whole trial through for the victims and their families? Obviously, financially, it would be a lot cheaper if he just pleads out and then they can kind of end this thing. Where do you think it goes from here?
Yeah, you know, it would be unusual for the state to offer a life in prison without parole option this far along. Usually that's something that's offered early on so that you don't have to drag the victim's families through the crucible of these ongoing legal proceedings that have been months and months and months and months. You know, one thing the state might do is they could go back to the victim's families and say, hey, there's a way to avoid re-traumatization, to avoid, to get closure for this legal proceeding by a life without parole option. I'm not sure the families would be inclined to do that. And it would look a little bit strange for the state to sort of walk back their position in that fashion at this stage in the game.
Another thing I found interesting, perusing everyone's comments on this as of this recording, this information just broke. The sharpener that comes with this thing, I looked at it And there was in the report that one of the girls, one of the surviving girls, had said it looked like he had some sort of a vacuum cleaner attachment or something with him. And if you look at the sharpener to this thing, it looks kind of like a vacuum cleaner. I mean, it's not, but I could see if you're just like seeing somebody passing and you're going, what is that? I would probably guess vacuum cleaner attachment as well, which again, it all these things are lining up. I do find it interesting, though, that if he did take the sharpener with him to the murder scene, like, what do you need to like sharpen it up midway through? Just like that's another. It's bizarre, but everything about him is bizarre.
Yeah, and you know, these minor details, observations regarding the identity of the stabber are going to be so critical at trial, because my understanding is that, you know, it was reasonably dark, it was late, it was early morning hours, and that the observations were not made for very long. But there are distinct features. The bushy eyebrows has come up repeatedly. Koberger has characteristically bushy eyebrows. And then when you add these additional observations, they begin to sort of fall in line with the profile of the person who has been charged with these crimes, Brian Koberger.
Yeah, let's talk about that, because that was, again, starting to be a bit of an argument of, well, maybe it's, you know, his eyebrows, they weren't as bushy at that point in time. I know that that's something that they were talking about arguing, but then he takes a picture of himself. The next, like literally the morning of the crime. This is him over here. This is him. Not you. That's not him. That's him over there.
Thanks for clarifying.
Yes, yes. You don't have the bushy eyebrows, so you're free. But he takes this picture of himself in front of a shower. Some people are arguing there's no shower curtain. In a larger shot, I think there might be way off to the side. It's hard to tell. But he's taking a picture of him. It's like 10 something in the morning on the following day, all cleaned up, but his thumb looks a little, there's a little friction burn on it. It's not like it's cut up, but it's, you know, it's like if you were, you know, stabbing someone, you might develop a little friction there. What the hell is this? I mean, why are you taking a selfie and posting it on Facebook like this? Thumbs up. Is this like a nod to his incel buddies or something of like, job's done, I'm all cleaned up? I mean, this is, again, it's weird, but the guy is weird.
The government is going to say, especially at the death penalty phase, if they get that far, that this is evidence of a complete lack of remorse. If he did, in fact, stab four young, innocent people, college students, and then it's just, you know, taking a selfie with a thumbs up, everything's cool, man, that is going to stoke the ire of jurors, potentially, that could really inflame their passions in a way that would make the death penalty increasingly likely as these sorts of details continue to come out.
Yeah, I mean, the amount of hate that's going to be, that already is towards this guy, but I mean, to see this, that he does this picture the morning after and he bought the damn weapon. Another thing that they're trying to get passed here, another motion that's been filed by Ann Taylor. And I don't find anything weird about this, but you tell me. They're asking, you know, for basically certain attire to be worn at the trial, or certain things not to be worn at the trial. They're asking not to have the family be allowed to wear any T-shirts that have their children on them, their victims, the pictures, or anything like that, or anything that's pro firing squad as well. Like, no, they don't want anybody to wear like shoot him in the head or anything like that. It'd be interesting. Start selling it some merch online. Is that an unreasonable request, or is that pretty common at any sort of high profile trial? Like, yeah, don't stoke the jury. Don't bring in T-shirts that say, you know, burn him at the stake.
You know, I think it's a creative request, because there are rules in every jurisdiction that the prosecution can't do anything that is unduly prejudicial to the defense. And so what that usually means is things that are likely to evoke an emotional response on which the jury could base their decision, not supposed to base it on emotions. And so I think it's actually pretty smart of the defense and creative. I haven't really seen much of this to try and limit those types of content and visuals and going to the jury based on the emotions that they could evoke.
Excuse me. I mean, is that a common motion? Do people present this ever? I mean, or is it just kind of unspoken that this is how decorum works in a courtroom?
This is not common in my opinion. It's certainly not in Colorado where I practice. Yeah. There are certainly motions that are often filed to reduce undue prejudice to the defense. You know, things like if the defense made some or defendant made some, you know, racist comments that have nothing to do with the trial, defense will file a motion saying, hey, the jury shouldn't hear about those because it's going to inflame their emotions and they're going to base their decision in part on just not liking the dude. Mm-hmm. And so it's really in that same vein, but I think a creative approach here by Ann Taylor.
Do you think it will be granted? Will the judge say, yeah, you can't wear pictures of your murdered children or have anything on your clothing that encourages people to kill you? Brian Koberger.
You know, here's the thing. The judge likely does not have jurisdiction over the victim's families. The victim's family is not a party to this case. They're witnesses, but the parties are the government and Brian Koberger, over whom the judge does have jurisdiction and can impose such limitations. Can they do that for a grieving victim's family? I think there'd be a meritorious challenge to such a request.
The fact that they're even bringing this up, does that just show us that the battle is now no longer about his innocence? This is strictly keep him alive. And that's why we don't want that stuff in there, because those are the type of things that are going to invoke emotion and really invoke someone to say, kill him versus not.
I think that has to be front of mind for Ann Taylor. And because, you know, things aren't going so hot on these huge issues in the case, sometimes you got to look at small issues and try to make them into bigger issues because you need to try to find some kind of leverage because things just continue to not go your way.
Well, here we go. That's the latest on the Koberger case. Drop the mic. I think he's cooked.
Craving nonstop true crime updates? Press subscribe now and get the latest cases, analysis, and expert commentary delivered straight to your feed. Only from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
What if I told you that right now, millions of people are living with a debilitating condition that's so misunderstood, many of them don't even know that they have it? That condition is obsessive compulsive disorder, or OCD. I'm Dr. Patrick McGrath, the Chief Clinical Officer of NOCD. And in the 25 years I've been treating OCD, I've met so many people who were suffering from the condition in silence, unaware of just what it was. OCD can create overwhelming anxiety and fear around what you value most, make you question your identity, beliefs, and morals, and drive you to perform mentally and physically draining compulsions or rituals. Over my career, I've seen just how devastating OCD can be when it's left untreated. But help is available. That's where NOCD comes in. NoCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for obsessive compulsive disorder. Our licensed therapists are trained in exposure and response prevention therapy, a specialized treatment proven to be incredibly effective for OCD. So visit NoCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call with our team. That's NoCD.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. The world of fast fashion has complicated clothing production by shipping cheap parts around the world to whoever can sew them the cheapest. And now you, the consumer, are paying the price with rising costs. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. Skip the tariff and snag yourself American-made clothing with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You know that feeling when you're about to score 30% off, but they want your number? Ugh. Give them your Line 2 number instead. It's a second line on your phone, perfect for nabbing promo codes without inviting spam to your party. Sign up for every discount under the sun, then block the junk texts that follow. You get all the perks, but none of the spammy baggage. More codes, less chaos. Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store and get your shopping sidekick today. Because the only thing blowing up your phone should be good deals.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Some matches are temporary, but your privacy shouldn't be. With Line 2, you get a second phone line just for dating. No need to share your personal number until you're ready. You can chat, text, and even block numbers, all while keeping things fun and private. It's perfect for online dating, blind dates, or just keeping things light. When you're ready to move on, Line 2 lets you cut ties without any drama. Dating should be fun and carefree. Line 2 keeps it that way. Ready to date on your terms? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Some matches are temporary, but your privacy shouldn't be. With Line 2, you get a second phone line just for dating. No need to share your personal number until you're ready. You can chat, text, and even block numbers, all while keeping things fun and private. It's perfect for online dating, blind dates, or just keeping things light. When you're ready to move on, Line 2 lets you cut ties without any drama. Dating should be fun and carefree. Line 2 keeps it that way. Ready to date on your terms? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Ugh, spam calls. Sound familiar? Introducing Line 2. Get a second phone number right on your existing phone. Imagine discounts, appointments, online forms. Handle it all without giving out your personal number. It's like having a secret weapon against spam. And when those unwanted calls sneak through, boom, blocked. No more interruptions, no more stress. Stay connected, stay protected. Keep your main number safe and out of harm's way. Ready to take back your phone? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.
You know that feeling when you're about to score 30% off, but they want your number? Ugh. Give them your Line 2 number instead. It's a second line on your phone, perfect for nabbing promo codes without inviting spam to your party. Sign up for every discount under the sun, then block the junk texts that follow. You get all the perks, but none of the spammy baggage. More codes, less chaos. Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store and get your shopping sidekick today. Because the only thing blowing up your phone should be good deals.